Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on tonalities and timbres, or the harmonic structure of sound. It's really a whole another level other than just frequency. It's really a combination of frequencies. And it's really, our intention is that everybody might find the exact tonality that will open up them to a higher level of consciousness or to their next stage of growth, right? Okay. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. If you're local, we've got our open house happening tomorrow from 1 to 6. It's a fun time. People come for 5 hours and then they don't want to leave, right? It's really quite amazing. You get to go on the sound table, sound lounges, play with the bass pod and our sound belt and all different types of vibrational tools in the store. And then, of course, the lecture and the are is full of heart-opening meditations, and we play crystal bowls and such and talk about how it all works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. That's tomorrow from 1 to 6. Even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really great time. We also have a workshop down in Mountain View at East West Bookstore Bookshop, and that's on Sunday, January 20th, next Sunday from 2 to 6. That one's like $40 until the 19th, and it's all about how sound affects us at all different levels. On Friday, January 25th, we've got a sound immersion experience with gongs and singing bowls with Danny Goldberg. He puts Tibetan bowls on everybody and plays a gong, and it's he plays native flute and bells and chimes. So that's only $25, $30 at the door. And again, that's Friday, January 25th. And then Silvina, one of our instructors, is doing a workshop on the next day, Saturday, January 26th, from 7 to 9 p.m. It's only $20. If you haven't experienced Silvina, oh my God, she's a powerful shaman with an incredibly heart-opening voice. She does some amazing work. You will not be bored. And then on Sunday, February 3rd, Connie McCauley and myself are doing a crystal bowl concert with all the different alchemy bowls and Tibetan bowls and gongs and tingshas and bells and drums and free note xylophone and koshi chimes. I mean, it's a cornucopia. And it's all about setting an intention for yourself and for the planet. And then you just lay down and bring it into being, the sound. So if you're in the area, come on over for any of those or all of those events. We also have our next semester starting here January 22nd at the Institute with the Sound Healing and Certificate Program. And we've got about a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective and you will never be the same. It's really amazing what happens in the program. We go through voice and bowls and tuning forks and frequencies and timbres and tonalities and intervals and music and intention, and we practice, and it's like really, really amazing. You learn a lot of skills to set up your own practice. We have that same program starting. You could actually start this Tuesday if you wanted to get underway online, or January 24th is the next start time after that. And it works really well online with the live instructors. And you could also do a combination. We have our summer intensive that comes up in June and August as well, if you wanted to come here for 10 days in June and August and complete the program that way. And then we also have a recording program starting January 23rd, and it's one afternoon and another afternoon and evening, Wednesday and Thursdays, for 3.5 months. And we've got that program online starting in February, where you learn how to record, mix, and produce, learn how to create binaural beats, and just get people really high with music recording. And we also then have a music theory component that's completely separate than the sound healing component. We also have our retreat in Mount Shasta, which is around July, I think 11th or so. And then we've got our therapy center where we do a lot of treatments. We can use voice analysis to find out what's wrong with you and give you a CD and the key of the remedy or the key of what's right. And then we can also do an assessment where we can find your home note and resonate you into that peace that you are naturally. We also do chakra treatments, massage on the sound table. We do tuning forks, a full range of things here, and a lot of it is online. You can find that at soundtherapycenter.com. And then we also have our store, of course, at soundoflove.com, which is full range of crystal and alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, a lot of technologies. We have the sound lounge, the sound table. We have the base pod that you can put right on any pain and it will be gone. And we have the sound belt that you can strap on the body without having to hold it. And now we have the sound vest, 9 speakers on the front and 6 speakers on the back. Oh my God, your body will not have a chance but to go into harmony and bliss. That's all at soundoflove.com. We have over 300 products there. And then you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. So sounds are made up of frequencies. When you have a bunch of frequencies at once, those are normally called harmonics. And the type of harmonics, the arrangement of harmonics in a sound is the number one thing that makes a sound different from another sound. So if I can do the harmonic, bring out the harmonics in my voice. Check this out. Hear the higher frequencies. Those are harmonics. So when I am singing them, I'm actually resonating each of those higher frequencies by making, oh, it's a little technical, making the distance between the tongue and the roof of the mouth equal the wavelength of the of the actual harmonic or higher frequency in the sound, right? The interesting thing is, you know, some sounds have no harmonics, like a tuning fork, or hardly any. And like a flute's very, very few harmonics, whereas the voice has like over 100 harmonics. That means when I go, there are over 100 notes or frequencies when I just do that. So I'm not just doing the note of A. I'm doing all the notes in that one tone. It's amazing. Over 100 notes in that one tone. It's unbelievable. And it's so some sounds are very complex. They've got lots of harmonics. The violin's got lots of harmonics. So does the cello. Anything that's played with a bow will have a whole lot of harmonics. Or anything that's really big, like a piano or – oops, let me turn that off. Or an actual sitar, anything that's got a lot of parts to it is going to have a lot of harmonics in it because it's just every single part puts out its own frequency, right? So this is what's really interesting. The harmonics, if I sing like 100 hertz, The harmonics are mathematical multiples of 100 hertz. What that means is they are 100 hertz, 200 hertz, 300 hertz, 400 hertz, 500 hertz, 600, 700, 800, and so forth, right? So they're all 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. In just about all sounds, the harmonics are mathematical multiples. So that means that it's all very similar, but what's interesting about it is the actual harmonics, that mathematical structure, is throughout nature. It's in the distance between the planets. The distance to Mercury is the root, the fundamental. The distance from the Sun to Mercury, the distance from Mercury to Venus is 2 times the Sun to Mercury. Venus to Earth is 3 times. Earth to Mars is 4 times. Mars to the asteroid belt is 5 times. Asteroid belt to Jupiter, or I'm sorry, to Earth to asteroid is 4, and then asteroid to Mars is 5, and then Mars to Jupiter is 6, and so forth. It's in the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of an atom. It's in the auras. It's in, I believe it's even in the chakras. They go up based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, right? So whenever you resonate any harmonics or work with any harmonics, you're resonating all of nature. It's even at the quantum level in string theory. Michio Kaku talks about the harmonic structure of strings in string theory. It's like the basic structure of reality, quite different than the Fibonacci curve, which we can talk about later, right? So this harmonic structure is, so whenever you resonate any sound, you are resonating the whole of the universe. It's even at the quantum level, whereas and based on entanglement, the different levels of matter, different levels of energy that matter goes to at the quantum level are based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, right? So the truth is, whenever we just open our mouth, we're resonating that harmonic structure, right? When we play any sound or any instrument, we are resonating that harmonic structure. So we are connecting to the whole of the universe when we do any sound. So it means you need to be careful when, with what frequency or what energy you're putting out there, because it is connecting to the whole universe through resonance. I mean, if there's the same mathematical structure in every atom, you're connecting to every atom through the realm of entanglement in the quantum field, right? So that's a lot of responsibility, right? I don't know if I can handle it. I'm sorry. Yes, I can totally handle it. Be careful about what you put out to the world. That's the deal, right? So the interesting thing beyond that is, based on the harmonic structure, sounds sound different, right? Sounds that have, a little technical here, odd harmonics, which are the harmonics which are, 1 times, 2 times, 3, is more like 1 times, 3 times, 5 times, 7 times. Those harmonics that are in sounds, they create a dissonant chord, a chord that's not very pretty. When the harmonics create a dissonant chord, they create a sound that's edgy, like a gong or bagpipes or a scream. Ah! Right? That's odd harmonics. Ee! Right? Odd harmonic. Or heavy, hard rock, distorted guitar. Meow! Right? Odd harmonics. Those sounds, we don't want to give them a bad rap, so we call those sounds activating because they're really good for breaking up stuck energy. Dissonant chords in a sound. We're not talking music, we're talking chords in at one sound are good for breaking up stuck energy. Right? That's why we love gongs. They're really good for clearing stuff out. Bagpipes are pretty good too. They can clear a room in a second, right? Or clear out any stuck energy because they help break it up. On the other hand, it just so happens that God has set it up that the even-numbered harmonics, which are the second, fourth, sixth, eighth, out of one times, two times, three times, four times, right? Those harmonics create a beautiful chord, really sweet chord. Now remember, we're talking of a chord within one note. So there's a chord, there's a 100-note chord when I go, hundred notes chord in that one sound, right? And I can do a even or even harmonic sounds are very warm, like warm, right? Very warm and calming. Odd harmonics are very activating. Warm, 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 right? A lot of people are really sensitive to odd harmonics. They cannot handle hard rock guitar or heavy metal. They cannot handle even gongs. If someone's having a panic attack, boy, odd harmonics are a nightmare. In fact, they can trigger it. So most people warm up their voice. We don't go, hi, hi, because we know it can be a little irritating to people. We go, hi, 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 right? And make it nice and warm. We soften it. It's pretty rare. It has happened, but it's pretty rare that someone comes here and says, I want to do sound healing. Because most people that come here are already aware how the sound of their voice affects people, right? Might be good to use a little more odd harmonics when you're trying to get something done. Come on, come on, let's go for it. Come on. Right? If I'm trying to get my kitty out of the toilet, out. Out, right? A little more odd harmonics. Odd harmonics are really good for depression because they're activating. If you use warm sounds, they may never get out of bed. You want more activating energy. Warm sounds are really good, as I mentioned, for anxiety. Panic attacks, really good for hospice or anybody that's really fragile. You need more warm sounds or expressing love. We always express love with even harmonics. We don't go, I love you. No, it's more, I love you, right? I love you. Warm sounds. The classic warm sound is the harp. Very warm. Or I've got one here. Oh, not that one. That is very warm. And it's a log drum, a wooden drum that's got, or a tongue drum, it's called sometimes. And I'm using a little rubber mallet on the wood tongues. Check this out. Quite warm. Sound. Wood creates very warm sounds. Whereas metal creates a way more activating sound. Here is a Tibetan bowl. Especially with a wood stick, you don't go, okay, bedtime, 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 right? It's quite activating. If you use a soft mallet, you're going to have a warmer sound. And because of the consistency of the tone, it can mellow people out and make people even go to sleep. But if you want to activate, I mean, with the wood stick, it's really quite activating. It's interesting to listen to people's voices and see whether they've got more odd harmonics or even harmonics in their voice. Don't know if it says very much about them. Can just be the way they're built, right? But in fact, it's funny. In the last semester, at the end of the course, I said, okay, who has the most odd harmonic voice? And I pointed it out, and she got really upset. It's like, there's nothing to be, nothing, no judgment about what God put together. There's something, odd harmonic voices, you know. I mean, I guess if somebody's a little edgy in their energy, that's not, doesn't mean that they're edgy in their voice necessarily. I guess it could correspond. Anyway, it's also, I mean, if you think of like singers, like a lot of heavy metal singers are more odd harmonic, right? Or Bob Dylan, right? Any whiners, right? Or Bob Waits, kind of, you know, anything. Or Janis Joplin has more odd harmonics. Whereas Norah Jones, very warm voice, or probably the best example is Barry White. Barry White got the warm voice, really warm voice, right? He's also doing low frequencies, so that it's a double mellow, double calming thing. Warm and lows create even more warmth, right? So this is really important. It's also, check it out, as far as DJs, there's a lot of DJs that are more odd harmonic, like wah, 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 boom, 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 wah, 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 right? Like Spangle, oh my God, it's intense. Or the really warm harmonic DJs. Boom, pow, boom, 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 dun, dun, boom, 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 right? Where the sounds are nice and warm and soft, but they're still jamming, right? That's a huge difference between types of DJ. Some DJs will span that realm. But you know, the more spiritually oriented DJs are often more even harmonic DJs, working with very much warm sounds. Now, this activating versus calming is actually through other realms as well. So you can have, I mean, think about the food that you eat. I would say the odd harmonics would be like either citrus, or spicy, right? Cayenne, peppers, quite odd harmonic, got a little edge to it, right? And it can be good, you know, spicy food can be good for breaking up blockages, right? Gets things moving sometimes. Or even harmonic food. I always think of mashed potatoes or coconut. I think of coconut as warm or even harmonic. It's interesting, huh? I mean, they even talk about this in Vedic, you know, or in Chinese medicines. We're talking about yin and yang, really. Activating versus calming. This is the basis of most medicine. You can also see this even in colors. You can have more metallic colors that are a little edgy and fun. Or you can have more pastel colors that are very warm, right? I mean, technically, you even have this in geometry. You have geometries that are very symmetrical, and very harmonious. And then you have geometries that are more edgy, that might have more points and spikes coming out of them, a little more odd harmonic, that are a little intense, right? Again, odd harmonics. If we didn't have odd harmonics, there wouldn't be movement of energy. We'd be too stuck. On the other hand, for sleep, there's nothing better than even harmonics. I mean, my sleep CD is all even harmonics. My antidepressant CD is all odd harmonics. Not that much, though, because I so it should say it this way: odd harmonics as much as I can handle, because I'm pretty sensitive. I can't handle too many odd harmonics myself. Right? So this is really important. It's interesting to notice the type of music you listen to. Is it more even or odd? Is it more activating or calming? We're not even talking about the actual music itself. We're talking about the tonality of the sounds in the music, right? Because you can have, what's really interesting is when you get warm sounds that with really activating music. Opposites, right? Or you get really activating sounds with really mellow music, which is kind of fun, kind of interesting. Or you get really mellow music with really mellow sounds, or really activating music with activating sounds. So different possibilities here. So we're talking about the sounds now. So I want to play a song that's got, it's kind of, I would say the sounds here are mostly in between, probably more warm, but a lot of high frequencies. There's lows in here too. It's not super warm and not super activating at all. Although I would say most of my music is tending on the warm sound. Okay. So this is a song called Awakening. So just tune in and feel the sounds. There's a lot of string sounds in here, and string sounds have a good balance of odd and even. So enjoy. Oh, do you get it? No. Oh, I must have sent it to Don. Oh, didn't even get it. Okay, we're gonna have to continue. Oh, okay. Well, let's actually do this. How about the Water of Life? We don't have the Awakening song. How about the Water of Life from 2 weeks ago? I think you got that still, right? This is where my DJ is pulling up the Water of Life. Well, we don't have the other song. I think he must have sent it to his colleague. Okay. We're waiting. Here we go. You know, by the way, stress, is, you can think of that as odd harmonics, or also even pain. Oh, no. Okay. Let's see, still waiting here. Oh, not getting the chats. Okay. Don't know. Chi energy. Oh, yeah. Play enlightenment. It's good. We'll listen to enlightenment. Okay. Enlightenment is quite warm, and it gets very warm at the end. Okay. So it starts out a little just normal with the voice, and then it gets warmer and warmer as it goes. That's a good example of enlightenment. Let's play that. Besides activating or calming odd or even, there's also pure tones, as I was talking about before, versus very rich tones. Here I've got a small Tibetan bowl that's manufactured, so it's perfectly smooth on all sides and symmetrical, versus a handmade Tibetan bowl that I played earlier that is very rough and got lots of bumps on it and creates more odd harmonics. This is more pure, very few harmonics. Like a tuning fork, right? Whereas here's the handmade Tibetan bowl. It's got a lot more going on. And it's also more activating, mostly because of the rhythm that's created by the odd harmonics. Whereas when you have very few harmonics, it's pure. Pure tones tend to be activating on their own. Crystal bowls are quite pure. Let's see. Oh, yes. Here we have a quite pure crystal bowl. Check this. This is an alchemy bowl with a little bit of gold in it. For some people, that activating purity is a little too much. This one has 24 karat gold in it, so it has a lot more going on. It's not so pure. Check it out because it's got the rhythms here. Still pretty pure though. It's not a really rich sound, not like tons of harmonics, right? So pure tones tend to actually be a bit more activated. It's kind of like a whistle, right? It's like I think of it as a frequent one frequency poking you, right? And it goes to specific organs, specific parts of the body, whereas a rich sound, whoop. Right, that's going to be more, it's like it's rubbing your arm instead of poking you. And so now it's not as abrasive. For the most part, pure sounds are more activating. If you have a room full of flutes, it's going to be a little more activating than a room full of violins, unless you got bad violin players, of course, right? Because flutes are a little more. We're talking again totally about the tonality. You can have a flute player that plays really mellow and energetically really mellow, and it can be still really mellow, even though the tonality is a little more activating. So pure tones like tuning forks and manufactured Tibetan bowls and even some bells are actually, they tend to be a little more activating than calming. Now, what's interesting is with the alchemy bowls, which are the crystal bowls that they're made of quartz, but they have different elements, different metals, or different other crystals, like maybe rose quartz inside the bowl, embedded in the bowl, melted into the bowl. Those give the bowls different tonalities. Or harmonic structures. Not necessarily, well, they're going to be a tiny bit more activating or calming, but it's just a different energy. So if I, this, with this metal bowl, with this gold 24 karat bowl, 24 karat plated bowl, the gold is completely changing the tonality of the quartz to make this sound. What's really interesting is that harmonic structure goes into your body and goes into each cell, and in each water droplet in the cell, it creates a mandala-like pattern, like a little mandala. It's called cymatics, and it's so based on the crystal or element or metal that's embedded in the bowl, you will get different mandala patterns in each water droplet. So in that way, you are getting the energy of the actual alchemy bowl, whatever's embedded in it, into your body directly. So now it becomes a huge study of what the different metals, gemstones, or elements, or crystals that are embedded, that they're transmitting, because you are getting that energy from the actual harmonic structure of the sound, right? So now it's like, okay, what type of energy does gold give us? What type of energy do the, you know, does platinum do? What type of energy is all, I mean, any gemstone or any crystal, we're looking at that energy now. So here's an element, indium. It's a deeply, indium is a non-synthesized natural substance for vitamin and mineral absorption, balance and body alignment, centering, clearing, and integrating male and female aspects of self. So now that's the energy you're getting if you got an indium bowl, an element, or selenite's got its own energy. The sound of selenite can be directed. It's also used to cut away etheric disharmony, diseased, or blocked energy. The sonic waves of selenite can also be used to cover thousands of can be used to for cutting cords and freeing you from the draining effect or bondage of unhealthy relationships or connections. So now we're studying the energy of the crystals and how they're affecting us. So this is huge. The harmonic structure is carrying that energy into your body. Let's listen to one more song here. Let's listen to Awakening. We've got it queued up now. And listen, again, this tonality is kind of in between. It's pretty pure. Most of the sounds are pretty pure, but there's some string sounds in here that are a little richer. And when I get into the higher notes, it's more pure. So tune into the sound energy of this, because it's a pretty much of a drone song. So there's not a whole lot of change in the actual melody. So it's easy to really sink into the actual sound. Also, you'll notice a little bit of noise in here, a little bit of like breathy noise. That's really good for breaking up energy as well and in training you into the breath. So check out Awakening. experience the timbres. One final thing I want to mention is dolphins actually communicate more within the harmonic world than the melodic world. They're actually working within a harmonic structure of up to 400,000 hertz. And one of our instructors who taught quantum physics says that the quantum world is the harmonic world where there's no time. It's all information in the quantum world is carried in the relationship between the harmonics, whereas we live in the melodic world, which is requires time. So we have a melody over time, whereas the quantum world is no time, and that's all about harmonics. Even when we actually do voice analysis, we're looking for the harmonics in your voice. The harmonics in your voice tell us everything about you, your template of perfection, and every way that you and society have screwed it up since then. So this is the harmonic world. And also, again, the mathematical multiples that create harmonics is quite different than the golden mean, which is the Fibonacci spiral as well. And so I often think of the harmonic structure as the masculine side, and the Fibonacci is the growth and feminine side of love. So again, we get back to our intention that you might be in alignment with the harmonic structure of the entire universe. It's much better. Totally in alignment with nature, with every atom, with the whole solar system, with all of your auras and chakras, at all levels of the harmonic structure. So we're all connected in this higher vibration. Hold that energy for the rest of the week, at least the weekend, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead, all connected. Thanks for listening and take care.